You're listening to another episode of the Zag. Eric DeSobe here, continuing our series featuring our amazing 2021 Engage Institute Fellows. Andrea Miller from the Engage program is here today. Excited to catch up with her, see what she's working on, see what she's looking forward to once we start Institute in a couple of days. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. Andrea, how'd you hear about NLC in the first place?
Yeah, so I actually had a friend who did NLC Sacramento, and she loved it so much, and she actually told me that I should look into it, and I did, and I just really enjoyed all of the different things that they were doing, and I thought I would join in.
Yeah, and so your professional work, I was trying to figure out the best way to explain it in a short way, so maybe I'll leave it up to you. How do you describe what you usually do for a living to folks that might ask?
I think the best way to say it is that I'm a community health worker. I think that's a short and easy answer.
And in terms of the help that you're giving, I know it's focused primarily on Mexico, but yeah, give folks a scoop on how you spend your days.
Yeah, so I am working with Direct Relief Mexico. They're an NGO based in Santa Barbara, California, but they actually have a section here in Mexico City, which is where I am currently located. And basically right now we are helping with the COVID crisis, making sure that hospitals and medical personnel have all of the PPE, which is personal protective equipment, have it on hand because the crisis here in Mexico, donations are a little scarce. So we're just really making sure that everyone in the country has that type of care in order to be able to help patients.
And then are you able to potentially assist as things change in 21 with the release of the vaccine? How do you see your work potentially evolving?
Well, right now I'm doing a lot of data management, database, and so I'm just keeping track of donations. We are waiting to see how the distribution of vaccines will be, but Direct Relief does do medical distributions. But we know that, you know, trials and countries have different requirements and whatnot. So we're a little bit on hold for that right now.
Well, in terms of what you're hoping to get out of NLC, what are some of the things you're most excited about or some of the skills that you're looking to build?
Yeah, so I just really liked, and even going through the interview process, I just really liked the people that NLC attracts. You know, everyone is looking to make the community a better place, looking for a different policy, being progressive. And so I just really liked that. And so I know that NLC does a lot of skill building with, you know, helping donations and doing community outreach, and some even going into politics. So I just wanted to learn a little bit more about how to engage in a more progressive way with my community.
Yeah, sounds good. Listen, we're excited to have you in the fellowship. Thanks for taking a couple minutes with us. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. Make sure to catch all the episodes we've been dropping in the last couple of days featuring Engage Fellows, Institute Fellows, just an amazing group of progressive folks. You can get those all the places you get your podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, they're all there. Until next time, we'll catch you soon.